I want to give you six reasons to praise our God, my friend, based on Romans here, so listen in. Colin Cook here, and How It Happens, we're in a faith training program here. How It Happens is about God's grace and how that happens, and about how our faith happens, how we work that faith in trusting Him. So listen to these broadcasts every day, because your faith will not simply be inspired, but trained. And that's the purpose of Christian teaching. All right, we're looking at Romans, and we're looking at this amazing statement that Paul makes, that we glory, that is, we congratulate ourselves in and rejoice and slap ourselves on the back and consider how fortunate we are that we have troubles, which seems to be utterly irrational. But listen in to back programs on this all this week, my friends, if you want to get further data on it. Go to faithquestradio.com in order to get the other programs. If it isn't updated yet, be patient. The programs will be there in time. Now then, not only that, we rejoice, we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Paul is telling us here, God is telling us through Paul, that He has removed wrath and judgment and condemnation and hell from all people who trust in Him. They are declared innocent. They therefore have peace with God. They've been brought out from wrath and out of the darkness into His kingdom, into His fellowship, into His home. Through Jesus Christ, we have access to the Father in this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in God's glory to come. We are looking forward to it. We're happy about God. And not only that, we glory in tribulations. Now look, there are six reasons to praise our God. The first is that God is worthy. Praise is not a technique. Forget it. We are talking about the glory and goodness of God that is so stunning and overwhelming it fills our hearts with a gratitude. And if you don't feel the gratitude, don't worry about that. Simply, by faith, praise, and that gratitude will emerge. Your heart will begin to burst over time. But we praise God because He is worthy. Secondly, we praise God because He has given us His righteousness. We're at last declared innocent, you see. We don't have this endless drudgery of trying to create a holiness that He will finally be pleased with. When we have that situation, we feel we're never pleasing to God. But God has imputed righteousness to us. That is, He has declared it as ours, treated us, that is the word impute, treated us as if we were righteous, considered us as if we were righteous. And that gives us a heart of gratitude, of thankfulness to praise Him. The third reason to praise Him is that the victory over Satan and the world has already been won for us by Christ. Satan is defeated. Jesus has His foot upon Satan's neck. It may not appear like that in the world, but the truth is that Satan can now do only what God allows him to do. He cannot lift a little finger without permission from God. And therefore, all the trouble in the world is all under the dominion of God's grace. And for those who trust in Him, it will all work out for their blessing. Now, the fourth reason for praise is that God our Father, in His great love for us, has shown us specifically what that victory is which Christ has won for us, so that our faith can learn how to trust Him and counter our doubt. In other words, you see, God has shown us these things in order to train our faith. He is teaching us through these four chapters in Romans that we are freed from wrath, chapter 5, freed from the powers of sin, chapter 6, freed from the condemnation of the law, chapter 7, freed from the power of death, chapter 8. And this revelation that God has given us trains us in how to use our faith. It is wonderful to discover that we are not in a battle against sin. We're in a battle against doubt about the love of God, and our praising and training our faith to be grateful to Him is breaking through our doubts. So the fifth reason for praise is that since Christ, by His victory for us at the cross, has rendered powerless these forces, now nothing can be against us. And on the contrary, everything that seems to be against us in this world is actually in our favor. Paul is going to come to this tremendous conclusion in chapter 8 when he says that if God is for us, what in the world can be against us? And so, you see, we begin to praise that the troubles that come to us, even if they're temptations, even if they are our own defeats, or they are circumstantial troubles in the world, or tragedies, we praise God that this thing and these things that seem to be against us are actually in our favor. And the sixth reason for praising God is that to praise Him is to bless ourselves, because in Him is our health and well-being. As Nehemiah 8 verse 10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so, my friends, considering those six reasons, you can also recognize this. There are six effects of praise. One is that praise creates altered states of mind. I mentioned this yesterday. As you begin to be grateful, as you begin to praise, you assault your mind. And in the assaulting of your mind slowly yields and starts learning a thing or two, and your mind changes its state. The second effect of praise is that the practice of praise to God awakens a renewed faith will. You know, in addiction, we're just endlessly in this desire to do a thing, and doing it. In other words, there's a seamless flow from the desire to the act. There seems to be nothing we can do. We say, well, before I knew it, I'd done it. But the moment you start praising in the midst of a temptation and an addiction, you will find that there is not a seamless flow from desire to act. There is a desire and then a praise. And oops, you may well have forestalled and short-circuited the act by the very act of praising. And three, praise to God decreases the force of a temptation, because the power of a temptation flows not from the object of temptation, but from our response to it. In other words, the force of a temptation is determined by how I respond to it. If I respond with panic, it will be powerful. If I respond with praise, it will be weaker. And fourth, praise to God gradually heals our paranoia towards the world. Without praise, without a recognition that the victory is already won, we approach temptation like with a siege mentality. We hide ourselves. We try to live by righteousness by avoidance. We keep free from this or that. We avoid this and the other. We are timid. But once we learn to praise, we are less afraid of the world, less afraid of the temptations. We're not going to be careless people, but we are going to be more brave and assertive. And five, praise to God awakens love for others. Before we find freedom to praise, we're obsessed with our own pain. We're all the time bemoaning and whining and stressing and wondering why God hasn't come through for us. So we're obsessed by ourselves. But as we praise, we realize the victory's already won, there is no condemnation, our pain begins to subside, we turn outwards instead of inwards. And sixth, none of these effects of praise would occur if it were not for the fact that praise to God restores the sense of our own personhood. Friend, with all your addictive struggle, you may well have found that there's a hollow inside you, and you wonder where you yourself are. You're lost somewhere. You can't find yourself. You're an empty shell. But as you praise God for giving you his righteousness, and because he is worthy, because he has loved you, as you praise God because he's gained victory for you over the forces of evil, as you praise him because he has turned everything that is against you into your favor, all of these things, you begin to discover that there is something present within you, a healthy self. Oh yes, you're still messed up, boshed up, broken, ruined. And yet faith has created a new island of survival. And you are at peace more with yourself. You're willing to go forward into the world. So, you praise God because he's worthy. You praise God because he's given you his righteousness. You praise God because he has gained victory over the forces of evil. You praise God because in praising him, he's training you how to deal with your doubt. You praise him because you now know that everything that seems against you is actually in your favor. And you praise him because you bless yourself. And the effects of that? Well, praise creates altered states of mind. Praise awakens a new faith will in you. Praise decreases the power of temptation. Praise gradually heals your paranoia. Praise awakens love for others. And praise restores your personhood. Praise God. Do check out my website, my friend, faithquestradio.com, faithquestradio.com, because then you'll be able to go back to other programs that will make the connections to this subject so that it will all make so much more sense. I mean, Romans 1, 2, and 3, how we are freed, how we the wrath of God exists, and Jesus took that wrath, that all gives you background for this wonderful truth. And you will find that you have freedom to praise because you are not charged with sin anymore, because God imputes righteousness to those who are wicked and yet who trust in him without any works, you see. It is this truth of Jesus standing in for us, taking our judgment, that gives us the freedom to praise. And friend, I also want to remind you about supporting the ministry. I can't keep going without your help. You are the backbone of the ministry. If you haven't donated ever, then would you consider doing so? If you've slackened on your donations, would you consider getting back in the reins again? Would you send your donation to FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. Littleton, Colorado 80160. Thanks, friends. See you next time. Cheerio and God bless.